And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how we doing? How we doing?
First preseason game down. How you feeling?
We signed Bale yet?
1-1 draw with Club America.
Bale's coming in on a helicopter, hanging off.
Trying to save us from the mediocrity of a 1-1 draw, but it is preseason. I want to caveat all criticisms here. It is preseason. The players are primarily trying to get fit. Jose looks upset about the result on the sideline, but let's just focus on fitness, sir. Just good to see the boys get running. I got to see the new jerseys for the first time. What'd you think?
Looks better than the initial shots they'd shown. You know, all the leaked images coming from Dubai and East Asia from the knockoff stores. So the whole thing, it doesn't look terrible. Not too disappointed.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Haven't warmed up to it yet. I still haven't warmed up to the Chevrolet symbol either.
It's not going anywhere, bro.
I know. Kohler was a new shirt sponsor, debuted as well. And Jose Mourinho picks the starting 11. Lots to talk about here. He went for the 4-3-3 against Club America. Mitchell gets to start up front with Martial and Mata. McTominay, Piera in the midfield with Herrera as well, Shaw, Smalling, Bailly, Valencia, and then Grant in the goal. So we got to see Lee Grant, first time coming out for United as well.
What a team, dude. I mean, I think Ferguson could have won the treble with this team, but
I don't think so.
These days, you know, we're going to have to settle for 1-1 against Club America.
I will have to say, it wasn't easy on the eyes. First 15 minutes after kickoff, we, you know, looked pretty lively. Players coming in, getting the ball, looked dangerous going forward, but the rat pack, so to speak, this starting 11 didn't come off as much as you would like to see. A lot of fans went out preseason, and you know, you kind of get what you pay for here.
Certainly did. I don't know what you paid to go to the University of Phoenix Stadium for that game, but you know, it's a World Cup year, and we're, you know, it's good to have a lot of United players feature and go deep in the World Cup, but we have 15 players out between World Cup and other things, so you got a lot of omissions. That's basically the strongest starting 11 that Mourinho could put on the field. So, that's basically going to be our back line for the starting, you know, for the beginning,
yeah, he said
beginning
it.
Of the season.
Shaw, Smalling, Bailly, Valencia.
Get excited for that.
Get excited, Valencia. Probably going to be the captain as well. Just to see United playing again, I was so excited. So fired up. I was yelling at the TV, getting all clapping, getting pumped for the youngsters. Having United football back is just something that just is right as rain. And you know, it is preseason, and you just want them to have a go. You want them to score some goals. Club America, what do you mean? I mean, we should, even this team here should be icing them for a few. Looks like we could have in that first 15 minutes in the start, but after that, in the first half, we kind of hit a lull. Not much to mention. Martial had a few chances, but there was a penalty shout as well. He had that turn and went down. What'd you think of Martial's performance in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, it was fair. It was okay. I mean, it's hard to judge any of the players because they've been training with the team for like 4 days now. First game, it's all about fitness. I did think they came out sharp. I thought Mata looked pretty good, actually. Shaw looked good. He looked fit. But Martial wasn't his normal dynamic self.
He's mean mugging.
He's certainly mean mugging.
He's got the walk.
He certainly hung his head when he didn't get the passes he wanted. But he should have stayed on his feet and trying to bury it. There probably was a penalty, but there was another chance where there was like this nice interplay in the box between a couple of players. Mitchell, Mata got on it, and then it found Martial well at the edge of the box, and I think he should have put that at least on target. But it's, you know, it's always the case with Martial. I don't want to put a wrap on him yet. It's dude.
No, give him some time.
He's gonna start. Right, Lukaku probably won't be ready to start on the for the opener against Leicester. So Martial's our guy. So
hey, we're going to have Sanchez. Maybe that opens things up. It's also been a while since Martial's played straight out number nine for Manchester United.
Played in general.
Positive takeaway, Juan Mata on the right-hand side there looked great. That left foot hit the post in the first half. And I was happy to see Mata looking sharp. You know, he was out of the World Cup, so he's had the summer to be ready, and he looks like he's going to be a great player for us to start the season. Not necessarily a new signing, but the gift that keeps on giving from David Moyes.
I agree. And speaking of new signs, I thought Piera did a job too. He didn't do anything special. He didn't like have a performance where he necessarily memorable, but that's not always a bad thing. He kept the ball well and seemed to make the smart decisions. Didn't give it away aimlessly the same way McTominay did, Herrera did. You know, they were pretty sloppy with possession. I thought he was pretty tidy, and I think that's good because he's the equivalent of like a $30 million signing these days. You know, he'll slot in. He won't
maybe
be a start.
Maybe 22.
Not 22. Modern day, I don't know. For Manchester United, I don't think about anyone.
He looked good. He had one really good pass, split the defense. I like how he's trying things, like really going for some bold passes, direct play in the midfield, which I actually really liked. After that one pass, the rest didn't really come off. But at the back, he was comfortable. He came back, helped the center backs out. He was great 1-2. You could really see him maybe taking over Herrera's role. Herrera kind of looked a little off in this game. Might just be the summer lull. And McTominay as well. His touch kind of evaded him, and he had to get a little scrappy in the middle of the field. Either way, that midfield was a little messy. I think those three players, McTominay, Pereira, and Herrera. Pereira and Herrera, that's going to be hard. Didn't really shine for us. And I think that's kind of where I would say if anything broke down for us, it was those three. The defense broke down a little bit, but they kind of held together. And I want to say those three linking the defense to the offense didn't really do the job in the first half. And that's why I was kind of a little bit of a snooze. And Club America, they're better on fitness. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this is the end of their preseason. It's the beginning of ours. This is about what you expect from game
pre-season.
Week one, right?
Yeah,
first
pre-season
game, it's like
here.
They just started training, and we've got like a ragtag crew at the moment.
Hey, Lee Grant looking sharp at the back.
Dude,
he had a few saves.
He had some good saves. Like I said, Shaw was – he looked good. He looked fit, and he was up and down the field. So it's good to have an option. I still think we should bring in a left back, but, hey, we need depth. And Shaw, fuck it, put him on the left wing if someone's injured. Put him more attacking position up the field. It's all about fitness for him. It's all about desire. So
it's the confidence of those chompers, sir. Getting down the left wing here. Second half came out more of the same. No, Fosu Mensah came in for Valencia at right back, actually. And, wow, he looks like a threat. There was talk of him going out to Valencia, ironically, on loan. But I hope he stays. He could literally start it right back. He brings a different dynamic, more athleticism. More excited to get forward, more energy kind of tracking back. Fosu Mensah looked like a beast. I really like him on the United bench.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to start him at right back. I want a crosser. I want someone to put the ball in the air and find big Luke's big head. But I think he'd do a job at center back. I think I might take him over Smalling because he's aggressive, he's physical, and he can put in a tackle. I mean, both Smalling and Baye looked – Baye did not look his sharpest. They looked reluctant to make a tackle. You know, like they look like afraid to make a mistake for some reason. Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem like they had their same aggression. It's preseason. You don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah, they're off a little bit. Baye's been, in and out and then long summer. So you got to give him a few games to get back in the groove. And I hope he can make that starting position his all season and stay healthy.
Do we know how good he is? We all know how good he is. I think at his best, he's a top center back in the league, top five. Like when he's playing. The Baye we saw in fits and starts earlier in the season, he's a beast, man. He's like as physically fit, as physically competent as any player in the league. Dude, he's a true beast.
Aggression.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of aggression.
And he's pretty smart with the ball.
Physicality.
So I've got big hopes for Baye. Hopefully he can stay fit and keep on trucking. Hopefully Mourinho finds someone that's like an old school rock that he can partner with so he doesn't have to,
McGuire.
He doesn't have to be the best center back in the bunch.
Harry. We didn't have to wait too long after the start of the first half. First goal, 58th minute. Speaking of Baye, kind of got stuck out. Great cross into a midget headed into the back of the net.
I don't know how small that guy is. I don't think he's a midget.
Compared to Baye, he was small. It was a very good ball to find him in between the center backs. You got to give it up to Club America.
It was a good ball, but he got beat. I mean, Baye should have been there. He was ball watching, should have been covering his man, but hey, that's what preseason's for. Club America, get him out early. But the big change was bringing in Mr. Tatith Chong in like
Tatith
Chong in the 65th minute. He was my man of the match, man. He was all over the pitch. I know he didn't play that much of the game.
His hair is like out of control.
I love it.
Came to Unite under Van Gaal,
Skinny Fellaini.
The best gift Van Gaal has given us yet. Only cost us about a couple hundred million. And other fees wasted on other players, but he had the energy.
He did waste money. That Van Gaal, you know, like he's like, well,
Louis Van Gaal.
He's like, I got a bad rap. You know, they canned me on the day we won the FA Cup. Dude, you pissed away money like a drunk hooker. Like you, unbelievable. Like dude, Schneiderlin, Schweinsteiger, Depay, Di Maria, Falcao.
The list goes on and on. I'm just saying. Hey, you got that Falcao shirt.
You got that Schneiderlin shirt, bro. Yeah, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take Schneiderlin over Falcao any day.
I wouldn't.
All day.
Falcao scored more goals.
Chong came in on the right wing, looked lively when he came on. He was always asking for the ball. He was very direct. The cross he whipped in the 77th minute to the back post, Herrera was just like exactly what a cross should look like coming from the right wing. You could see him hitting into Lukaku. Although I know it's just preseason, that cross he whipped in hit Herrera in the back post, off the post again, back to Mata on the left foot, then nutmegs the keeper in Club America. So kind of a scrappy goal from United, but hey, 1-1. Let's placate the American fans who showed up to the stadium in Arizona.
They got a goal and we didn't lose. Yeah, they beat the backup goalkeeper because they just subbed the goalkeeper off and then we scored the goal. But hey. It was a great ball from Chong. He was my man of the match because of that. And he was just lively. He was all over the pitch. Didn't make a mistake for the 30 minutes he featured.
Tracked back as well. Won the ball. Wasn't afraid going shoulder to shoulder. He looked good. He looked sharp.
And so one of the guys tried to muscle him off the ball, and he actually, like, he didn't get knocked off. McTominay was the same thing. He got completely knocked off the ball, like, outside the box. He's a big boy. You think he would be able to shoulder off an opposing player, and Chong showed a lot more aptitude in that.
Yeah, so after that, it was kind of a snoozer, both sides. Not too much to speak about. United looked like they might be able to get the winner after the momentum from the goal, but weren't able to quite snatch it. Final score, 1-1, so a draw in preseason. That's what it is. Let's not get too hard on the players. There was a lot of McTominay hate on the Twitter sphere. I believe he got a concussion at the end of the game. So actually, we should be saying love to McTominay, hoping he gets better. I can really see a loan might do well for him this year. Bringing Pereira back, Herrera, having Fellaini, Fred yeah. You know, Matic, Pogba. I don't think there's going to be enough playing time for him. So seeing him go on loan would, I think, be a good idea for McTominay.
Totally agree. I mean, I think with Pereira back, I think that would be a good move for McTominay. I think he basically filled the Pereira spot from last year, did a great job, you know. I know Mourinho's a big fan, but it'd be good for him to go, like, either in the championship or one of the lowly Premier League teams.
Yeah, lowly Premier League teams. Let's like send them over to Wolves. That'd be great. Man of the match, sir. Who do you think?
Mine's Chong. You know, I could easily make the argument for Mata. He was all over the pitch as well. I think Shaw did a job, but I like that. I like that cross from Chong.
I'm gonna say Mata hit the post and got the goal. Looked lively on the right wing. He is the gift that keeps on giving from David Moyes.
We're not selling him, dude. We're not selling him.
I thought he would be gone 100% this summer. But now that we kept him, it's great that we have the starting role for him coming back in the EPL. It's going to be critical for him to get some game time and some goals.
Well, you know, with Rashford, Lingard, Pogba, Lukaku out, he's probably going to start the opener, right? Like, up front, I would think it would be Sanchez, Mata, Martial. So, Mata, dude, it's your chance to impress.
Yeah. I don't think Gomez is going to start.
Nope.
Some other players who came in that we did not mention specifically, Mason Greenwood came in the 54th.
16-year-old.
16-year-old. Tuan Zabi came in, Darmian, and Gomez. Angel Gomez came in. I would like to see Gomez start the next game. I think he is a threat. Everyone's talking about Greenwood because he's, you know, 15 years old. 16 years old, so crazy. And Chong, only 18, so.
Well, the fro, bro.
The fro.
The thing is, I'm about fros and personalities and sport. Just hair, like exciting hair people love. So Chong is going to be a fan favorite already. I mean, it took 20 minutes, and he's already, like, everybody's talking about him.
All right, so our next preseason match is this Sunday against the San Jose Earthquakes.
Powerhouse. Bay Area powerhouse. The San Jose Earthquakes.
In Santa Clara, Levi Stadium, not too far from where we are broadcasting to you, but we are going to decline
far enough
to make the trip. Some people say we're not real fans, but I believe in going to real matches here because as much as I like to see the youngsters, the drive is insane. Getting down there, it's crazy. Crazy traffic in the Bay.
Dude, it's going to be like 95 degrees, baking in the sun.
I don't like that stadium. A bunch. Seen the U.S. in the, I believe, the Gold Cup final there against Jamaica. It's just, it's a bunch. It's a racket getting down there. Anyone who knows the local geography. But we'll be cheering on this squad. Who do you think, sir? Josie going to go with the 4-3-3. What do you think the starting 11 is, given the player he's got on tour so far?
Ooh, sir. Well, Sanchez is flying in tonight or tomorrow morning. So
bringing the dogs? You think he's bringing the dogs?
Dude, of course.
Think they'll let him in? I don't know.
I don't think he goes anywhere without those dogs. It's not Australia. We're very open about bringing dogs in. I know Johnny Depp had some trouble getting his dogs in Australia. Not so much in America. It's the people that have trouble getting in, especially with prior convictions. So I think he's going to take Mitchell's spot on the left. I think he'll have Martial up top and then Mata. I think McTominay might be injured, right? He might be injured. So maybe Twan Zabi as a CDM, and then have Pereira and Herrera. That would be good as your 4-3-3. And then it's probably gonna be the same back four, right? Maybe you start Pereira, but I think it's gonna be Grant and Pereira at halftime, and that's basically it.
And then everyone would come in the 60th minute. Usually, I'll go 4-3-3. I'll take the same Sanchez on the left, Martial Mata. I'm going to say McTominay's injured. I'm going to put in Fosu Mensah to play CDM with Herrera. I'd love to see it. Probably not going to happen. And then I like Shaw, Smalling, Baye, Valencia, and then Grant at the back. Score prediction, sir. What do you think? San Jose Earthquakes. You easy money? MLS, mate.
Dude, MLS, bro. 2-0. You know, we're not even close to being there yet, but a little bit more time to get some legs underneath us. Sanchez will be back. And it's fucking MLS, bro. 2-0.
I'm going to say 4-0.
4-0.
Sanchez gets the brace. Martial on target. And then, you know, maybe a Pereira goal here. Maybe,
I like it.
Or maybe a Chong sub. Either way, excited to see the youth in action again. Hopefully Mourinho cheers up. He's been pretty grumpy on the bench. Wasn't too happy with, I think, what he saw
in
preseason.
That.
I think a lot of United fans were actually pretty positive about the preseason game. But if you look at Mourinho on that bench, pretty sour. His coaches didn't look happy either. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Scott Mourinho, in such a bad mood there?
Probably the lack of signings. I don't know, but his pouty face on the sideline is no indicator of his mood, bro. That's like his modus operandi is like him sitting there pouting. It's more so what he says after the fact. I think he hit on a bunch of stuff that we addressed earlier. But dude, if there is something deteriorating in his mood, it's the fact that he's got 15 players missing. The week is the Premier League starts in 3 weeks. And the transfer window, we decided to shorten by 3 weeks, and we've got some glaring issues that we still need to fill.
Yeah, so I believe we had a wager about a signing being announced by today, sir.
Well,
so
it was actually
I think
it was actually next week, and it was an unspecified wager. The wager was never made.
No, there was no wager. It was just a gentleman's bet. But
gentleman's
I believe
bet. It's
by
next week.
The end of this week. Yeah, maybe by the next pod.
Sunday's by San Jose.
I don't think they're working on
it's
the
weekend. It's not happening, bro.
It's not happening. So,
not
yeah,
happening.
You so called me today, and so let's just jump into the transfers here. We got a few headlines to cover. But, sir, you called me today, and you've been a transfer bull. You've been pro United. You say, don't sweat it. And then today you're like, I'm starting to sweat it. What do you have to say?
Well, dude, it's like we're within 3 weeks, and you know, I'm a big believer in it's not how you start, it's how you finish. In every component of life, it's like, wow, you can't really judge a performance midway through. It's all about what it is when the clock strikes zero. And that's all I really care about. But right now, there isn't the appropriate amount of noise that you would normally see in a transfer window that we have seen in other windows, right? We've had three great windows in a row, in my opinion, right? Ever since Mourinho's gotten here, I think we've gotten much better at signing good players, a mix of established
yes.
stars, risks that you're like taking a chuck at, like Lindelofs and Baez of the world. But this window, man, we've only gotten three signings in. One is a third, like a third role keeper. One is a right back that can't feature until September, and then one is a legit starter. But I think we still have two positions that we need to fill, and I ain't hearing much of nothing.
I can't believe we have not done the deal for a center back. I honestly thought that was like first thing we do before the World Cup was like get the center back in, because the glaring hole in our team that we need, that's not a sexy signing.
Yep.
It doesn't sell jerseys as much, but that center back we need like big time. like, hey, I think McGuire is the guy. I think you should just pay the money for him. Alderweireld, I think there's more risk coming back from injury. I saw him
in
the World,
Cup
as well.
He looked pretty good in the World Cup, sir.
He looked decent.
He looked good, dude.
I didn't think he looked as sharp as he has looked for Tottenham. Tottenham, when he was fit and for Tottenham, he looked like the best defender in the EPL, probably. And, you know, it's hard to judge in a World Cup versus playing in the EPL. He wouldn't be a terrible signing, but it's the price that Tottenham's going to make us pay that's the issue. I think Leicester, you could pay $50 million, get Maguire, be done with it. I don't even hear rumors about that deal. Has the World Cup really screwed everything up? There's just not that much news out there.
Dude, I think it's we fucking shot ourselves in the foot. Whose idea was it to shorten the transfer window? I mean, that is one of the dumbest decisions I've ever heard.
No, I mean, it's something that I always thought was interesting in England, having players that could leave while you're starting the season. It's kind of a distraction. I do agree that it's not terrible.
Distraction for small clubs, right? Clubs that lose their players to bigger clubs. I get that. And I think United was one of the two teams that actually voted against this change.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense because January window's open, and that's during the season too. So it doesn't make any sense. United perspective, I want it to be open. Obviously, you know, I'd rather United be able to buy anyone anywhere anytime. But I understand kind of why they did it, to protect smaller clubs from, you know, setting up their teams and losing players right before the season starts. But jumping into the transfer rumors, top of the list, the most exciting, Gareth Bale's back in the news via the Independent. They say United are still keen on Bale. Doesn't say Bale's keen on United. it is claimed that the fact that Bale's sponsored by Adidas appeals to United Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward. Ooh, grabbing at straws here. Bale has been in the news. I've heard rumblings that there is a big signing. It might not happen, but, you know, one of those things where if the stars align, we could get a Bale. But, you know, odds are that probably won't happen.
This is not happening, bro. The fact that
not even a chance. You're not even saying there's a chance.
I don't see them being a chance, right? If they lost Ronaldo this year, I don't see them losing Ronaldo and Bale in the same window. No way.
Neymar wants to stay at PSG.
I thought he wanted to leave.
No, he reiterated that he's fine staying there another year. I mean, at least these are the rumors coming out now.
$50 million a year. He should.
Yeah, as long as he gets treated by like a VIP, apparently. Like as long as he still gets like pampered, like Neymar. He also came out and had a hysterical rant about diving, and he's like, "You don't know what it's like to be fouled." You know, all this stuff.
No, thanks.
Yeah, he's a legend. All right, next headline. We already kind of addressed it. Manchester United remain confident of completing the Toby Alderweireld transfer. Sir, how much money do you think it would take?
Sir, I mean, I think it's Levy, bro. Fucking Spurs. Dealing with Levy is never easy. I don't want to pay more than 60 for a 29-year-old, right?
That's so much money.
But he's legit. He's one of the best in the league. Top two, top three probably. $55 million, bro. Just splash.
John Stones is worth $50 million.
Exactly.
Pay 60.
John Stones is like not that good, and Alderweireld is the real deal. So just pay up.
All right. Next article. Manchester United plan Bayern Munich double transfer. This claims we're in for Lewandowski and Thiago. I've heard some rumblings in the last week about Bayern, us doing deals with Bayern. Bayern's kind of been quiet. Looks like they have some players they could sell. Lewandowski seems unhappy. I don't know if Real Madrid's going to go for him. If he's available, I have to think we're in for him. He's a phenomenal player, world-class mate. What do you think, top 10 in the world?
Not anymore. No, I don't think so. Lewandowski top? No, maybe like a year or two ago.
He's pretty good. I mean,
he's 30. I mean, he's 30.
He's still got like 4 years.
You can get a good deal.
Last deal.
Dude, if you get a good deal, good price, pick him up for 2 years, I would not be against that transfer, right? You need someone to back up our boy Big Luke while Rashford and Martial are like continue to develop. So if you can get on the right terms, I'm not against that. Thiago, you know, we were attached to him before. I think they're just trying to get either more money for him, because I heard he wanted to go to Barcelona. That was one of those Van Gaal / Moyes transfers that never happened. Where's defense, bro? How about Boateng? I need a defender. I need a center back, like stat.
Yeah, it's coming down to the wire here. I would have to say without any big moves next week, there's got to be some legit rumor that hits next week to get everyone kind of back in the flow. We have three players we're looking for. Center back, left back, Sandro that rumor is like off
ice, dude. I haven't heard nothing.
Sandra's on ice. A lot of people claim it. Sandra's done. It's all done. It's like amazing what you see out there on the internet machine, all the fake news. And that's been quiet. So
I think that might be, hopefully that's associated with Darmian, right? Because it's going to be like, Darmian is going that way. So maybe that's what's complicated that. Dude, I'm trying to be an optimist.
No, I thought that too. Darmian would be there if they weren't trying to put Sandro as part of the deal.
Right. You think he wouldn't even be like traveling with a squad. So it's like, can't be that close.
No. But hey, we're dying here. You know, we're watching this preseason game. It's one of those things where everyone overreacts, but we always say keep calm and united on. The team's going to be okay. Like you said, there's a ton of players that are coming back. It's only preseason. But right now, it doesn't look like we have a hot start to the season based on all the facts. The players out and the transfers coming in right now. A lot of moaning out there. Got to keep our heads held high. There's players out there that want to give it all for the shirt. Chong was one of them. And, you know, I know a few, Lukaku, out there, they're going to come back. So never hit the panic button until City's at least 12 points up. What do you think?
Sir, I mean, I think the thing is like, if it wasn't a World Cup year, you get the whole squad together in training right now, you get some momentum, right? You actually like change tactics. I think they're like going to try and change tactics, be more direct, right? That's why you promote a McKenna. You got Carrick now in the fold. But instead, man, now we have to just try and get some wins. We have to eke some wins out of the beginning before we have the whole squad ready to rock.
We need to build confidence with this kind of
With the other guys, right?
Yeah. Without them, like, Martial needs a score. Needs confidence. Mata. Needs to go in. He could be the number nine. Mata can do a job. We need to see the players pick up. I think there's going to be some rotation. It's going to be well-deserved. And Jose's going to learn a lot after this preseason. So for all the haters out there, don't panic. You know, it's not over yet. United have money to spend. We're probably going to acquire some players, not as many as everyone wants. And speaking of how many everyone wants, we actually did a poll. How many players you think United are going to sign? We said 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 4+, actually. And the majority of people voted 51% for 3.
Really?
So I think everyone's optimistic.
Want. Yeah, I agree.
How many signs do you think we're going to complete? People said 3. It was really between 2 or 3. That was the number. So I can really see that probably now being a 2. The center back plus maybe that right winger, world-class star, if you will. Got to give Kohler something to talk about.
Come on, fellas. Let's do it.
Come on.
We have a good team. I just think like that might be how the season starts. We got all these guys coming back that are going to need some time to get back to fitness after taking their long summer break after the World Cup. Let the boys that like want to prove something, right? I want to see, as you said, I want to see Piera, I want to see Herrera, I want to see Mata, I want to see Shaw step up, because when the guys that come in to take their spot, they'll actually have someone to compete against it, right? Instead of just being like, bang on starter, Matic, no one's taking your spot.
Exactly.
Herrera, I'm going to take your spot with Fred. So it's only going to be a good thing, I think, if it works out the way we want it to work out. But we still need to make some signings, and it's never been this quiet. It's just like eerily quiet.
No, I mean,
it's never this quiet.
Usually we're in for so many players, we don't even know who. And also, we did another survey via Twitter, and we asked, well, what would you grade the transfer window so far? And the overwhelming reply was an F.
An F.
A failure. Well, so right now, all the Twitterverse, you know,
overreacts.
Majority of players, overreacts. They say that right now it's an F. And I would say if we didn't sign anyone else,
yes, it would be an F.
It'd probably be that's what I said is like, how is it so far? So it's an F right now. I think that's a fair grade. And I imagine it's going to get to a C or a B. And that's probably 2 players, probably 100 mil. And Darmian out the door,
for a
good price.
We'll see, dude. We don't know. You can't judge it right now. You can judge it right now. You can. But like, it's not really fair until the window closes.
Jose's getting antsy. He looks like he's getting antsy.
Well, maybe that's what he needs, right? Get antsy like, hey, yo, Eddie. Yo, Eddie, pay the extra 5 and just get Toby over here because we need him. You see Chris Smalling? Like, I need Toby and I need him now.
No, yeah, I know we're dying because otherwise he's going to be so
pissed.
Mourinho's just going to be yelling about Eddie and the board.
Complaining.
The whole season.
For good reason,
the season.
Though, dude.
But it's like he won't even try. He'll just be like, what do you expect me to do? I can't spend like $200 million a summer. And he's going to blame it all on the money, which is probably fair. Mourinho going full troll. Before he quits a club, but let's hope that does not happen.
Sir, I didn't even go there, but you certainly did. But
he usually does go full troll before he leaves a club.
Well, this is a great way to push out our manager. The guy wants to spend some money. The richest football club in the world is like, nah, you can't spend an extra $100 million, even though you're trying to win things. That's the problem. You're owned by stock shareholders. They don't care about winning as long as you, you know, the money keeps rolling in.
Yeah, so let's hope these rumors are true. Let's hope that there's this mysterious marquee signing, an attacking signing, world-class signing, a Willian, a Bale. Everyone keep looking out for rumors and tweet us. Let us know what you think.
Dude, Ed Woodward was at the game in Arizona. If you're not fighting for signing, you better be advanced or doing something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in Arizona, bro. It's like, you
what
better.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. You better be like.
Wrong time zone, bro.
Dude, what are you doing? Go to Europe and fucking wrap up some deals. We're not signing MLS chumps. It's like, go to Europe.
I mean, we probably just know the players we want. It's all probably just paper at this point. It's just
yeah, but shouldn't he be there in London? Like, they're negotiating deals in Europe. They're not doing it over phone, right? It's going to be face-to-face with Levy, right?
Who knows? Who knows? Sir. Ed Woodward taking on the road, doing his thing, and everyone is just praying Eddie steps up the last 3 weeks. He's done a good job over the last 3 years.
Yes,
he has delivered.
He stepped up big time.
It's just that right now I feel that we're at this place with this team, and we really just could use that perfect left back, that perfect center back fits in, and everything clicks. It just seems that a few of these deficient areas on our team, we always try to patch up, and it's too much of that. We really need to be solid at the back, especially, and they'll help everyone going forward. And right now, I would say with Luke Shaw and Smalling, not so much.
Dude, Shaw looked better than most, bro. I'm more worried about Eric Bailly didn't look his best. You know, when Eric Bailly, a player that we're all like counting on to be our stud starter.
But compared to a Sandro and an Alderweireld, what that could do to our back line, what that could do to our team going
immense.
Forward, it could be like that was $130 million. It's like no brainer.
Really?
Right now. And like we said last summer, that left back signing could have been the difference between us competing and not, because that position, Ashley Young did fill in. He did do well, but he plugged a hole. He didn't add value. He didn't bring in all these crosses, didn't lead to goals. He wasn't threatening as much as like a Sandro could or a world-class left back could, and that could totally change the dynamic of our squad, take pressure off Valencia as well, and obviously give Lukaku a few headed services that could easily lead to some goals.
Sir, you know he likes that, man. He's got that big noggin, but he needs more service because that's how you score.
Hey, we're going to keep you up to date. You can follow us Twitter, Instagram. We're going to be dropping all the transfer knowledge, breaking down preseason. We got a pod coming at you.
Next week, bro. Early next week, wrap up the San Jose game. And if you're going to that game, do not forget the sunblock because it's going to be a hot one.
It's going to be a hot one. All right, guys. As always, kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.
And Chelsea.